Well, Mickey, they say a week is a long time in politics. It's a long time in hurling as well. Much happier man this evening.
Well, Tom, it was a long week because I've been itching to get them back out, you know, and just to get any doubt out of it that we didn't fall back that bad, you know, against our man. Luckily, these boys have been hurting all week, and there was a hungry changing room there before the match, and luckily they started the game strongly, and it's probably a different game.
Yeah, Danny Cullen got the first point. I think it was 8 seconds ago.
8 seconds. I suppose Danny very disappointed in his performance last week, personally, so he was, and he's out to redeem himself today, and look, I thought he was outstanding, catching balls and playing away, and look, he was a driving force behind our effort today.
Yeah, laid the foundation in the first half, kicks or hit some mighty scores, long range.
Yes, I suppose last week we tied some of them and hit 17 wides, but they pulled off the day, Tom, you know, they got their eye in, still hit 10 wides or something, you know, but at least we're creating the chances, and that's what counts, and you know, and these forwards are very accurate if they get a wee bit of space at all. So look, we're going to back ourselves to keep on shitting, even if it didn't work last week, we're going to keep at it, you know.
And big PJ McCarron's goal was so important, wasn't it?
So important, you know, because we've been struggling to hit goals, Tom, as you say, we've been hitting points regularly, you know, but as the goals go, they've been few and far between, but that really got us on a foothold in the game, PG's goal, and look, I think we pushed on rightly from there. Now Tyrone always have a big outlet when they've Damien Casey up there, and look, he's a man mountain really, and he's going to score nearly 95% of Tyrone's tally, and we knew that, and that's the way it was today. Maybe he'd won 12, 113 today again, you know.
9 points up at half time, what was the feeling?
9 points up, it was just look, big relief. We just knew we were turned up.
There was a breeze in it.
Slight breeze, aye. But look, we felt, look, if we let the ball in against the one, it holds up better for the forwards. And it proves so. We scored the first couple of points, you know. But they just go route one to Casey, and with that wee bit of breeze, it's just nervy and around your fullback.
Were you worried when they came back to five?
Well, the Tyrone started to get a wee grip of thing again, Tom, but we missed a few substitutions today, you know, three or four subs, and Michael Donoghue and Donald Duffy come on there and scored 1-1 to see the game out. So, look, a wee bit of bench there, and boys that learned their trade last year, and you can bring them in now, and they're well able to win games for you.
I've just spoken to Matty Lennon, and I suggested to him that you could see that Donegal had played in Division 2B. It probably did come home to roost today, didn't it?
Aye, it did, aye, Tom. I suppose, as I said, we had a hard pre-season done, and it was very disappointing last week, and Armagh are a good team, and they played in Division 2A, 2B, so look, they're a tight outfit, but we felt that we left it behind us, you know, and 53 minutes gone last week, we were 2 points up, but they lose the game by 8. It was a big turnaround, and we just had to get our things put together and get set for Tyrone, and look, it puts us in a good place now to move forward in the league.
And Buncranaman have the eye for the goal. Dylan Duffy came on today and scored first touch.
Yes, first touch, and we couldn't put him on a better time. Look, Dylan's a great wee man of getting goals, and I even watched him at the underage for his club. He always came up and get a goal for you, and PG otherwise. So look, two Buncranaman getting goals, good to see, the good spread. It's a big change from times, but it's nice change to see other clubs putting to the fore.
And back on course again, I suppose that's the main thing.
Back on course, Tom, but nothing's going to be easy. You go to Louth next in an out wet Monday, wet day or something, you know, and hurling goes out the window, but it's all work rate. So it really is attitude and aggression, and I think we've got the hurling in to see it through, as long as we turn up with the right attitude.